This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With a tip of the hat to whoever thought up the if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck thing, here is a variation for the foodies among you. If a burger looks like ground beef, smells like ground beef, cooks like ground beef, but is made entirely from plants, what do you call it? Well, you call it a plant-based burger is what you call it, and you can get them at a couple of burger chains and in grocery stores, too. The faux meat market is hot right now. Two brands are trying to get an edge. The Impossible Burger was conceived in Silicon Valley, is backed by Bill Gates, and can be had at White Castle. The other is the Beyond Burger. It's on the menu at TGI Fridays and in the meat section at Whole Foods. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more now on the market for these meat replacements.
The regular fries and the truffle fries.
There's a cheese-centric theme at Toasted, a sandwich and burger joint in Winter Park, Florida, right outside of Orlando. One wall is shaped like a block of cheese, and there's a periodic table of cheese on another wall. And when one of Megan Yarmouth's customers at the restaurant orders an Impossible Burger...
This is one that's going to have cheddar cheese on it.
The restaurant serves 25 to 30 of the plant-based burgers every day, Yarmouth says. This isn't your grandma's fake meat, made out of soy or lentils with a taste and texture to match. The Impossible Burger is engineered to taste and cook and smell just like meat. It starts out as a reddish-looking slab, takes about 6 minutes to cook, and looks like a juicy beef patty when it's done.
You can see it develops a crust just like ground beef would.
Toasted started serving Impossible Burgers in 2017. And back then, Yarmouth says, it was popular with curious foodies and vegetarians and vegans. Now, she says, it's popular with meat eaters who are watching their cholesterol and weight.
They love this burger because they don't feel like they're compromising. They don't feel like they're eating a black bean burger that has zero comparison to beef.
That's exactly what Impossible Foods and its competitor Beyond Meat want people to feel. Chuck Muth, chief growth officer at Beyond Meat, says instead of marketing plant-based burgers to vegetarians and vegans, his company is trying to woo meat eaters.
It's a much bigger target audience. So from an economic perspective, you know, roughly or over a third of consumers today are meat reducers.
In other words, meat eaters who are cutting down on how much meat they eat. Beyond made its debut in 2016 at Whole Foods at the meat counter, right next to packages of real ground beef. Now it's available in more than 13,000 grocery stores, and it's on the menu at Carl's Jr. and BurgerFi. Its competitor, Impossible Foods, launched the same year at a restaurant owned by celebrity chef David Chang. Melanie Zenoza-Bartelmi, global food analyst at the market research firm Mintel, says the appearance of this new non-meat meat in familiar places is a key ingredient in the company's strategies.
This is really making these brands in particular really approachable and really stand out for consumers.
U.S. sales of plant-based proteins, like the burgers, will reach $5 billion by next year, according to the Plant-Based Food Association. That's around nine times more than in 2012. Health-conscious 20- and 30-somethings are driving the growth. Zenoza-Bartelmi says Impossible Burger and Beyond Meat are marketing their plant-based products as more than just food.
You know, their environmental messaging and really talking about the amount of water and land and resources that their products are saving.
It's okay to have a plant-based burger if you think it's helping save the world, says plant-based dietitian Juliana Hever. Just don't expect it to keep you healthy. She says she's working more and more with non-meat eaters who are starting to end up with the same health issues as meat eaters because they're consuming plant-based products that are engineered to mimic meat.
All of these different compounds that we're trying to avoid by eating a plant-based diet, we're eating by consuming this animal-free version of it.
It could take years of science to know for sure, Hever says. Meanwhile, Impossible Burger has just launched version 2.0 of its product. The company says it'll be in grocery stores soon. And Beyond Meat has also launched plant-based sausage that the company says look, sizzle, and satisfy like pork. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.